Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yan yung sample ng gaslighting.
May naisip pa ako sa office. Halimbawa, nag-iwan ka ng pagkain sa pantry, di ba? Kaya sa ref. Tapos, nawala bigla. Tapos, meron ka ng suspechahan mo na office mate.
Sino yung kumuha?
Oo, sinong kumuha niyan?
Yung umunguya pa.
Ay, tinga-tinga pa eh.
Gumuguya
pa. Gumuguya sa amin.
Ako? Hindi ako yan. Tapos gumuguya pa.
Nagtututpik pa, di ba? Nagtitingat-tingat.
Parang yun. Ano?
Ginaslight ka niya.
Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Itong podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na para nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. In this episode, we'll talk about gaslighting in the workplace. Ano ba yung gaslighting na yan? Ano yung gagawin niyo pag kayo ay ginaslight? Pero kasama ko dito sa episode na to, syempre ang aking co-host na si Zar de los Reyes at ang kanyang, syempre intro, 17 years of experience in leadership and management, 16 years of experience in freelancing, and 11 years na po niyang kliyente ang Upwork.
Upwork.
Ayan. At magaling din po siya mag-joke.
Yo! Ayun. Tell us a joke.
Tell us a joke, Zar.
Huwag naman ganyan.
Very approachable. Nagjo-joke palagi. And,
Hindi ako comedian.
Okay. Hindi siya comedian,
maging
pero
clear
nagjo-joke.
Tayo dun sa hindi ako comedian.
Ngayon, as of today, na nagre-recording tayo, hindi siya comedian. Pero malay nyo, in the future, nag-open mic na yan.
Who knows?
Diba? May PIP program.
Ano yung PIP?
Performance Improvement Plan.
Wow.
Ayan. Tuturuan mo ako, di ba?
Sige, pwede. At syempre, ang ating pod producer na si Jasper Manalang. Diba? Bagong Bang. Gupit. Pakita mo yung gupit mo. Ayan.
Yun.
So, diba? Ano yan? Hindi na, ba Kimpy dela yun?
Lumabas yung pagkataba ko.
Diba, parang ano, medyo malinis tingnan. At syempre, ang ating guest din si Lawrence Vivar, engineer and stand-up comedian.
Woo! Hello!
Oh, pag-usapan na natin ang gaslighting. Ano ba ibig sabihin nito? Gaslighting. Sino pwedeng mag-explain sa atin?
Yung Gen Z na.
Oh, Gen Z. Si ano? Si Jasper.
Di ko alam.
May nagsasabi, mahina raw boses mo.
Ah, mahina. Sorry. Sorry.
Lakasan mo kasi.
Magsalita ka raw.
Malakas naman eh. Hindi ka ba... Ayusin mo kasi yung tenga mo. Ayan, gaslighting yan. Ayan. So, example. Na-explain ko na. Hindi ko alam yung ibig sabihin ng gaslighting. Baka ikaw alam mo. Sabi mo sa akin, ayan, gaslighting rin yan.
Zar, ano ba para sa iyo ang ibig sabihin ng gaslighting para maintindihan ng mga immortal?
So yan, basahin na lang natin. Mm. So first thing, emotional manipulation siya.
Ooh.
And then if we're going to define it, it's a form of psychological abuse. Where a person causes someone to question their sanity, memories, or perception of reality. Ayun.
Okay.
Parang in-invalidate yung sinabi mo.
Yeah, that's true. Tama. Naku, na-experience ko yan, pero not in a work setting. Alam mo na.
Okay.
Alam mo na.
Sige, sample ng gaslighting na ginawa sa'yo, Lawrence.
For example, sabi sa akin ng ka-opisina ko, bakit hindi mo pa sinasubmit tong ganitong report? Sabi ko, talaga ba? Sinubmit ko na yan itong example na date. Please see email thread, ganyan. Ay, hindi ako nakasisi. Hindi totoo yan. Ganun. Wow. Parang sample ng gaslighting. Making it seem na hindi nangyari yung totoo talagang nangyari.
Baga hindi nila kasalanan.
Oo.
Hugas kamay.
Mm-hmm.
So, nakasisi ba siya?
Nakasisi siya.
Sinisi ka lang niya.
Wag magsisi para hindi masisi.
May resibo ka naman
resibo.
Di ba?
So, ang gaslighting, yung... pag may sinabi ka tapos totoo naman nangyari, sabihin nila hindi totoo yan, ito yung nangyari, ganyan, parang i-undermine niya yung opinion mo, di ba? Parang kunyari pinuri ka ni boss, alam ng buong opisina, tapos kinekwento mo, naalala mo nung sinabi ni boss na good job ako. Anong good job? Parang may deadline pa rin tayo, hindi mo natin nakuha yung kliyente, hindi mo tayo kumita, di ba? So parang in-undermine yung achievements mo.
Yes, a form of gaslighting.
Lahat ng tao, nangyayari sa kanila yung gaslighting.
Yes.
Kahit sa, hindi lang sa trabaho, pati sa pag-ibig, pati mga magulang natin, ginagaslight tayo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga kaibigan natin, yung mga taong may ayaw sa atin, ginagaslight tayo.
Mm-hmm. So in simple terms, gaslighting is shifting the blame.
Yes.
Di ba? Para diba, maraming ganon.
Hindi na-approve yung project kasi
kasalanan
hindi
mo.
Dumating yung ganitong kliyente.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi napirmahan yung kontrata.
Oo.
Pero ang totoo niyan, ayaw sa'yo ni boss.
Mm-hmm. Naku.
Kaya hindi na-approve. Hindi lang sinasabi sa'yo ng personalan.
So sa entertainment industry, like kayong dalawa, di ba? Ikaw, di ba?
Wala pa.
Nagtrabaho ka sa company.
Sa toot!
So I would think na common ang gaslighting sa totoo entertainment
industry. Kumbaga, ito yung example na na-experience ko sa internship. Internship ko yun.
Uh-oh.
Kumbaga, 3 months ka nag-internship. Mm-mm. In-expect mo na bayad ka, especially entertainment industry, di ba? Pero hindi. Ang sabi nila sa akin, okay na yung experience.
Labo.
Diba?
Labo naman.
Technically, gaslighting.
Yeah.
Naman. So ikaw yung nalugi. Yung nung pandemic pati, sabi nila kasi, hindi ka naman pumupunta ng studio, bakit ka magkakasweldo? Oh, nahiya yung kuryente at internet namin. Shout out. Toot!
Ikaw, Stanley.
Yung gaslight, maraming way yan eh. Halimbawa, salbahe yung kaopisina mo sa'yo.
Mm.
Kinukupal ka niya. Mm. At alam ng lahat, nakikita ng lahat na kinukupal ka.
Mm.
Tapos biglang sa exit interview, mabait naman si ganitong office mate.
Kupal ka.
'Di ba? Mabait naman. Minsan yung mga ganyan pinagpapasensyahan na lang. Malay mo masama ang araw, 'di ba?
Tama.
'Di ba? Minsan nagagaslight tayo ng ganyan or sabihin na lang natin, eto ginagaslight niyo ako rito sa TPN.
Ha? Paano mo nalaman?
Sinasabi kong mas pogi ako sa personal. Tapos, nako. Diyan ka na nga. Ginaganon niyo ako.
paano mo nalaman?
Sabi mo, sinasabi ni Czar, ikaw ba meron kang ano experience dati sa magulang mo na hindi ka pinupuri na pogi ka, kaya mo sinasabi mas pogi ka sa personal?
Oo nga, sinabi ko yun kanina.
Diba? Pero, maraming tao nagsasabi sa akin nun na mas pogi ako sa personal. So, ikaw, ginagaslight mo ko.
I'm sorry, Stanley. I'm sorry.
Pag sinasabi ko ako yung pinaka-poging podcaster sa TPN, huwag niyo akong ginagaslight. Kasi totoo yun.
Yes.
Iba yung pogi sa gwapo.
Oo.
Yun.
Yung pogi is kay Stanley lang.
Oo. Yung iba gwapo, syempre, iba na yun, di ba? So, yan yung sample ng gaslighting.
May naisip pa ako sa office. Limbawa, nag-iwan ka ng pagkain sa pantry, di ba? Kaya sa ref. Tapos, nawala bigla. Tapos, meron ka ng suspechahan mo na office mate.
Sino yung kumuha?
Oo, sinong kumuha niyan?
Yung umunguya pa.
May tinga-tinga pa eh.
Gumunguya
pa. Amo yung pasahinig.
Ako? Hindi ako yan. Tapos, gumunguya pa.
Nagtututpik pa, di ba? Nagtitinga-tinga.
Yun, ano?
Ginaslight ka niya.
Nung
may tinga.
Parang yun yung episode sa Batibot dati, yung kumain ng dignuguan. Alam niyo ba yun?
Hindi.
Okay, never mind.
Ituloy mo na yung kwento.
Nakakatawa naman si Zaro.
O, di ba? Yan yung mga joke. Ituloy mo na.
Hindi mo may Batibot eh. Hindi ba kayo nanonood ng Batibot dati? Okay, ikaw hindi. Pero kayong dalawa, di ba parang ano, naghahanap sila kung sino kumain ng dinuguan. Tapos they're blaming each other. Tapos yung isa, parang obviously siya yung kumain ng dinuguan kasi nag-smile siya. Tapos ano.
Tapos puro itim.
Oo, puro itim. Yun lang.
Tama.
Anyway.
Okay. Gaslighting.
Gaslighting. Grabe, gaslight. Napunta tayo sa dinuguan. Bangklase ka, Zara.
Alam naman, trying hard to be a comedian na ako, diba?
Pero huwag ka magalala, ano, Zara. Kahit na maraming nagko-comment na, ano, na gusto ka nilang pag-jokin, tapos di mo naman talaga ginagawa, isipin mo lang, you are enough.
And we are blessed. We are you. Blessed.
May jokes naman ako, pero imagine mo, baka mainis lalo yung mga tao pag narinig yung jokes
si Brutus.
Si Brutus.
Butros.
Sorry.
Pero ito, anong gagawin natin pagka tayo ginagaslight sa opisina, sa tingin nyo?
Resibo.
Pakita mo na, may proof, ito yung sinabi. Oh. Ito yung email, nakasisi, ganyan.
Ako walang chance na i-gaslight ako. Kasi, first, when I feel na mali yung sinasabi mo, I disagree. Like, I will tell you, I disagree.
Straight up.
Kaya, sorry, Stanley, pag sinasabi mo, pogi ka, sabihin ko, I disagree.
Bakit? Ano yung,
joke lang,
ano yung
joke
proof
lang.
Mo?
Lakaresibo.
Lakaresibo.
Pero sa office, kunwari, yun nga, walang opportunity to gaslight me because I'm very assertive and I say, I disagree. And then I make sure I have data-driven proof.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, resibo. Yung sinabi mo kanina na resibo, na yung katulad sa'yo, sinisi mo naman, diba? So, I present those para walang opportunity.
What if sabi natin he said, she said? Nag-gaslightan kayo pareho.
So, parang anecdotal, ganun.
HR na may problema dyan. Papagitna si HR.
So, parang pag ganun, I think you just choose to just disagree, say your piece, and then just move on. Kung wala ka namang resibo. Kasi,
as much as possible, huwag kang makipag-away. Be professional about it.
Kasi ano ba magagawa mo?
Hindi, tsaka may mga tao
wala
rin.
Wala ka naman proof.
May mga tao kasi na ano eh, kaya ka ginagaslight kasi talagang, yung parang pag sila may mali, ayaw nila aminin. Diba?
Trap mentality rin yun.
Tsaka ano, may pagka either insecure, or sabi na natin kupal siya, diba? So, yung mga ganong tao, iniiwasan hanggat maaari.
Yes.
Less interaction, the better. Walang, feeling ko yung mga ganun, walang kaibigan eh.
You have more to lose kapag you have more to lose kapag pinatulan mo yung loser na actual loser
be
na tao.
Be the better person.
Yes, take the higher road. Ganyan.
Minsan yung sabi nyo, be the better person, take the higher road. Minsan masarap patulan, di ba?
Sa utak,
sa isip nyo, masarap patulan. No? Gawin nyo ganito.
Basta huwag niyong gagawin.
Manood kayo ng wrestling.
Ayaw!
Yan!
Tapos isipin nyo, yung binubugbog nyo, yung ano, yung kaopisina nyo.
Oh,
chair yeah. shot sa ulo.
I-RKO mo yung
man. Iisipin nyo lang. Huwag nyo gawin, di ba? At least, di ba? Kaya nga feeling ko maraming ano eh, nanonood ng mga ganyan. Wrestling. Maraming nanonood ng pag nag-aaway sa basketball, di ba?
Kasi parang release yun.
No, parang ano yun eh.
Na-project mo yung sarili mo.
Oo, parang ikaw yun. Mm-hmm. Eh, we have our own ano eh, ways of ano coping. Or idaan mo sa exercise.
Tama. Ayun, the best yan.
Tama.
Oh, mag-bike ka, jogging ka. Oh, kasi pag
boxing
alam mo,
ka.
Pagka pumunta ka ng Antipolo, paahon yun. Shout parang out. Ano eh.
Wala na yung problema mo.
Oo. Isipin mo lahat ng kasalanan mo. Hihingi ka ng tawad sa Diyos eh. Lord.
Sa simbahan ka ng Antipolo.
Ano, please, patapusin nyo na itong pagbabike namin. Hirap na ako. Ito. Pinapatawad ko na lahat ng mga may kasalanan sa akin. Diba?
Parang magkakaroon ka ng refocus. Kasi alam mo, sumama ako, nagbike kayo sa Marikina. Anong packet tayo? Anong nilakad ko na lang?
Sa Marikina?
Sa may ano, mababa Marcos? Pa lang yun eh.
Oo nga, mababa yung pa lang
malapit
yun.
Sa Ateneo, papunta ng Ateneo.
Kasi naman, yung bike ko, folding bike na turn.
Diba, ito, folding bike din naman ako eh. Mas maliit pa nga gulong eh.
Sige na, ikaw na.
Yan,
ayun. Pero alam mo, to be preventive about gaslighting, it's really important and I tell my team this na it's really important that you document. So, documentation is really key. Mm. At least kapag, especially if na-identify mo na yung person na gaslighter, at least you have to document everything, all communications on chat or email, and make sure that you over-communicate din, di ba? Para safe ka.
Totoo. To add to that, naalala ko lang. So, thank you for that. Kasi yung dati kong manager sa construction, sabi niya, i-document mo lahat. Kasi on-site, pwedeng magturo-turo lang yung inspector eh. So sabi mo, sige sir, pirmahan natin, ito yung comment mo. Kasi kapag nag-come up sa meeting yan, tapos hindi talaga siya written, ano yan, pwede kanyang i-gaslight sa meeting na, sinabi ko to kay ganito, pero hindi niya ginawa.
O, what diba? If ano, meron kang documentation na kumpleto, pero ayaw niyang pirmahan, anong gagawin natin?
Siguro iwasan mo na lang, try mo na lang na i-take mo yung comment niya, and then take up to your actual upper management. Sabi mo, sir, inano na naman ako ni ganito. So, let them talk. Kasi sila yung mas magka-level eh. So, pwedeng pinapower trip ka nung nasa kabilang party.
So, yun. Sa mga immortal dyan, kung kayo ay nag-gaslight, ikwento nyo sa amin kung paano kayo ginanyan ng mga kaopisina nyo, ng mga manager, ng mga superiors ninyo para naman mabasa natin dito sa Underpaid Podcast. Kasi nga, we value all your comments and suggestions. And isa sa mga gusto ko itanong sa inyo, anong gusto nyong mapanood yung videos ng Underpaid sa YouTube or diretso na sa Spotify? Kasi importante yan, kailangan naming malaman. Diba? Ito eh, para sa mga happy hour homies natin.
Triple H.
Yan. Yun. So, kung kayo eh, may mga gustong ipabasa sa amin, office confessions, alam yung nagagawin. I-message nyo kami dito sa Underpaid, kompleto social media accounts namin. Kung gusto nyo ng career coaching kasama ni Czar, anong gagawin?
Yes, so I'm giving free career coaching for Underpaid Podcast listeners. So, you could just message yung Facebook page ng Underpaid and then my assistant will reply to you.
Si Mael.
Si Eloy. Eloy.
Mael. Maria Eloisa. Mael. Yes. Diba yung talaga pangalan eh. So, in the future, magkakaroon tayo ng mga bagong merch ng Underpaid.
Yan.
Caps, hoodies, shirts. Mag-suggest kayo kung ano yung mga merch na kailangan ninyo bilang kayo yung mga immortal. Para, diba, hindi yung maglalabas kami, hindi yung pala trip. Kasi naikinig nga kami sa inyo. Sagutin yung poll question, i-follow nyo kami sa lahat ng social media accounts namin and subscribe to the Underpaid Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. So there you have it. For Czar Dos Reyes, Lawrence Vivar, and Jasper Manalang, I'm your host, Stanley Chi, ang pinakapoging podcaster dito sa TPN. Walang mag-gaslight niya na. And this is the Underpaid Podcast.
Bang!
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.